Just enjoying the quiet right now, actually. Thank you, Lord. All right. I'll teach something here. I love you, Abba. Lord, I just thank you for your faithfulness. You're so good. I love you. I love you so much, Lord. I'm so grateful to be standing here with you. Here we are, Lord. We're here together. I love you. You're listening to my voice. And I'm listening to yours. I love who you are. I love who you are. I love you, Lord. I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Beautiful, beautiful. I love you. I love you, Lord. I love who you are. 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 I love you. I feel so thankful. I feel so thankful. What a blessing to have the Holy Spirit living inside of me. Just enjoying this so much. I wanna be closer, Lord, to you. I wanna be closer, Lord, to you. When you speak to me, I wanna know your voice. I wanna be closer, Lord, to you. Just to be closer, Lord, to you. Closer than I've ever been before. Maleuisa. I love who you are. What I love about the Lord is that he's real. It's one of the things I love about him. And what I love about the doctrine of the Spirit of God indwelling us when we follow Jesus. What I love about that is that it's real. It's real. Like he really, an actual being, the Holy Spirit, lives inside of us. And we're never alone. Like we're never alone. And I love this. Like this happened to me a bunch of times. If I can just be quiet, sometimes the clatter in my mind that's just running through my mind, you know, gets in the way. And sometimes if I can just be quiet, and after a little bit, and I can just wait through the, oh, I should be doing something. I should be at least doing something productive and praying something and or singing a song or something to the Lord. If I can just be quiet, it's waiting on the Lord is biblical. And sometimes if I could just be quiet, what ends up happening is after a few minutes, all of a sudden I hear this song coming up from here. Not from here, it's coming from here. I can feel it coming up. And it's usually a worship song, or it's a melody, it's a phrase that I want to sing to him. And it's because of Ephesians, I think it's chapter 4 or chapter 5, where Paul talks about this. He's talking to the church, and he says, sing and make music in your hearts to the Lord. Make melodies in your hearts to the Lord. And the Holy Spirit is, he really lives in me. And I love those times when I can just, I don't have to perform for him. I just am. And I'm with, and he is. And we are in the same room together. I don't have to do anything. I just have to pay attention to him. Just like, man, it's so awesome that I and you are in the exact same room at the exact same time. And then he just, like, I don't have to work up stuff. It just, the Spirit is in me, and it just kind of rises, and I catch it, and I hear it. The songs rise, the prayers rise, that little phrase. Or sometimes I don't even, it's not even something I could put words on. It's just like this peace. This beautiful peace that's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. And it's like, it's okay to just stay in the presence of him and enjoy that peace and not have to say a thing. Just sit in it and marinate in it. And enjoy him. It's a real relationship. Sometimes I'll find myself and I'll be, somehow I end up alone somewhere. I remember one time I was at somebody's house. They had us over for dinner. It was a Muslim couple. It's when we lived in Pier. It was a Muslim couple who were friends of ours. They invited us over for dinner. Excellent food they cook. Because they're from like the Middle East and they cooked us some good stuff. I remember something happened. I don't know what it was. But we were like in their living room or something. And for a few minutes, everybody was out of the room at the same time except for me. I'm like, somebody was in the kitchen, someone in the restroom, somebody had to go to the back bedroom. And all of a sudden, it was just me. And I'm sitting there in the living room, and I remember this just like, it got quiet, and I just thought, wow. And I just sat there in it, and then I felt his presence, and I thought, man, look at us. Like, here we are. So grateful for you, Holy Spirit. I think sometimes we can make the Christian life and even church gatherings. I think sometimes we can just make, they're so about activity and things on the to-do list getting crossed off. And it's just about being with him. It's relationship. It really is relationship. I just want to encourage you. You have permission from God. It's okay to just be with him. It's okay. And you don't have to say a prayer. You can if you want. You don't have to sing a song. You don't have to be hearing something from God. You don't have to be hearing anything. Just be with him. And he's with you. And he's like happy. He's like, I'm good. Like, I feel so refreshed. But you know what? It didn't used to be like that. Like, there was a time, a moment, I remember the moment, when the Holy Spirit came inside of me for the first time, and that's when the relationship started. But before, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. It's, to me, it's like one of the signs that he's with me and that he's real. It's like you get those moments and it's quiet and he's just, I just feel his smile and he's like, yeah, I'm here, man. I like you. I love you. And I'm like, and I love you. I like you. Like we're actually together. This is awesome. And he's always with me. Shamamama. I encourage you to practice this. Just practice the presence of God. I encourage you to, like, even sometimes, a lot of times when I go into my prayer time, sometimes I love to just crank up the worship music and just jam out worshiping Jesus, dance around my office, whatever it is. I love all that. But there's other times where I'm kind of doing that and I feel like the music's in my way. And I just turn it off. And I just get it quiet in my office. And I just sit there with him. And it's sweet. It's sweet fellowship. You get the, I'm not going to remember all these words, but there was this really cool hymn that we used to sing it in Bible college. I come to the garden. You guys, you remember that one? I love the words to the song, but I can't remember them probably right now. But it's like the reality it sings about. It's like, that's what I want. I want to know God like that. How many of you know that song? I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. I love this part. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Isn't that awesome? Such a good song. Thanks for helping me with that, guys. How many of you, I'm just like, I want that. I want that. Like, give me that. I'll walk through the trials in this age if you give me that. I'll turn away from sin. I'll give up things that are important to me, if necessary, for that. I'll sit in his presence and have that weird, comforting ministry of the Holy Spirit happening when it's like my heart is in pain over the thing I'm hurting over, and yet I'm comforted all at the same time. How do those emotions go together? How many of you know what I'm talking about? Well, your heart is grieving over whatever, and yet you feel peace, and he's got it, and he's with me, and we're together. And these are moments that happen in our relationship with him that we'll be talking about for all of eternity. I fully expect that there's going to be days I'm in the New Jerusalem. I'm going to be walking, and the same Holy Spirit that lives inside of me now will live inside of me then when I'm in my resurrected body. Same Holy Spirit. I won't be starting a fresh relationship. It'll be the same relationship, same Holy Spirit, and we'll be walking. And we're going to talk about memories. We're going to walk, do you remember? Jeff, do you remember when your heart was hurting, but you just sat there and you just felt that peace? Oh, I loved that moment with you. Like, friendship with God is real. It's literal. And we start it now in this age, but it goes on. And death doesn't stop it. It just continues. It just continues forever and ever and ever. I want to know you. I just encourage you, even now, just in your heart, just, God, I want to know you like that. I want to know you like that. And many of you, you already know him like that. But, like, so do I. But I'm saying it like, I want to know you like that more. I want to keep knowing you like that. I want to go deeper. I don't want to get away from that. You know, like marriage, here's what happens, right? You meet somebody, you fall in love with them. You're like, they're so beautiful. They're amazing. I love their character, their personality. I just love to be with them. No matter what you're doing, it's just like, I'd rather do it with them. At least that's how it was for me. And I assume that's how it was for others. I remember Autumn and I, we were in college, and it was like, we had to study. It's like, well, we could study apart. Or we could study together, but here's what happens. We end up talking and not studying most of the time. So my grades just plummeted, and I barely got by, but she must have studied on her own away from me sometimes. But we just wanted to be together. We just wanted to be together, but that's how it is. And then you get married. Why do you get married? Like, I didn't just get married because, you know, I wanted to, like, share a bank account and see how big we could make it. I want to see how big of an estate can we build and pass on to our children. Like, I don't even, whatever about that. You know what? I got married because I'm like, I want to be with you, like, all the time. And I remember we got married, and we went on a honeymoon. It was like 2-week honeymoon. We drove from South Dakota out to the West Coast, and then we drove back. It was a beautiful drive. And I remember, like, as our honeymoon was coming to an end, and we started the drive from the West Coast to come back to home, instinctively, I started to get this sad feeling in my heart, because I was used to when we were dating, and you go out on a date and you have the best time, but then when you go home, you got to say goodbye, and you drop her off at her dorm, and then I go to my dorm, and it's like, and then I just ache for her until the next day when we can meet at breakfast, and I started to instinctively feel sad as we're driving home from a honeymoon, because I'm like, oh, bummer, man. Now we got to, like, go back. But then all of a sudden I was like, oh, wait a minute. We're married. I'm like, I don't have to say goodbye. Like, we're going to the same house, and we're going to always be together all day, all night. It's going to be awesome. And I got so happy. And, like, this is my favorite part about being married. My favorite part about being married is her companionship. It's that, but here's what happens. Then you got to live in a real world. And so we don't get to go to the rose garden every single day and hold hands and look at the dew on the roses and her tell me again how handsome I am. You know, that kind of thing. It's like, you know, what happens many times is, and then you have responsibilities, And then there's like, hey, we got the situation. How are we going to pay for this bill? Or hey, how are we going to like, how are we going to budget for this thing coming up? Or hey, you know what? You need to call the so-and-so and make sure that he's scheduled to come over and do the work on the whatever it is. Or oh, who's going to take the kids? They got practice or they got school or car won't start. Can you go out? I mean, there's just that stuff, right? And here's what happens. Like, it starts out as this, like, I'm here because I love you, right? But then it can, if you're not intentional about keeping the intimacy, if you're not intentional, it turns into this business type relationship where it's like we just live in the same house and kind of manage a family together. And we're intentional about stoking those fires of love, first love for one another. That's how it can become sometimes, I think, in our walk with Jesus. Is it, I got saved, you know, I got saved because I had an encounter with God and I felt his love and he melted my heart like putty in his hands. And I was like, I had no idea you were this real and this awesome. I want to feel close to you like this every second for the rest of my life. Literally, that's what I thought. And I want to please you and make you a proud papa. And so that's what I'm doing. I want to serve the Lord. And then I have to make a decision about a career because I was graduating high school. I was like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, whatever I do, I want to do it with you. But then it's easy, like, he leads me into ministry, all this kind of stuff happens, and it's easy to just, hard stuff happens in our life because we live in a fallen world and the devil attacks and different things. And sometimes I pray and I don't feel his presence that much. Many times I pray and I don't feel his presence that much, to be honest with you. And it could be easy where it just devolves, our relationship devolves into this business relationship. I serve you, you're the Lord. You give me eternal life, what do you want me to do? Yes, Master, I will do. And then we just do it, and that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing to default to when you're not feeling his presence, just obey and trust him, right? That's going to happen. But I don't want to, like, I tell myself, I'm like, God, I don't want to just be a soul winner. I don't want to just be a disciple maker. I don't want to just be an intercessor. I don't want to just be a person who prophesies and operates in spiritual gifts to bless other people. I didn't get into this thing for all of that. That just came along with it. But the reason I got into this thing is because I love you and I want you. I want relationship. I want that intimacy. And it's about recalibrating our hearts, I think, because I've been doing this for 29 years with Jesus now. And over and over and over again, he reminds me and he calls me back to my first love, him. He's like, Jeff, why are you here? Why are you doing this? Like, Lord, because I want you. I don't want a big church. I don't want all this stuff. I want you. And I'm willing to serve in whatever assignments that are important to your heart. They'll become important to mine, and I'll serve joyfully with you in that assignment. But that's not why I stay in this thing. I stay in this thing because I love you, and I want you, and I want to please you. And, of course, end of the day, I want to be with him in his kingdom when he returns and not in the lake of fire. Okay. So, let me give you the 10-minute version of my sermon. That was good right there. Just take that. It was good for me. A refresher for me. Actually, we'll just stay there. I'll preach this. You've heard me preach this sermon a million times. I'll preach it a million more. I want you to stand with me. I want you just in your own heart. Don't turn any music on. Just in your own heart, have that raw conversation with the Holy Spirit. And some of you are here, you don't even know him. You don't have the Holy Spirit living in you. And you're like, I want that. How do I have that friendship with God? Here's how you get it, okay? How you get it is you have to believe that Jesus is God. And you have to say, I believe you died on the cross to forgive my sins. Because your sins is the barrier that stands between you and God. Jesus died on the cross. He crushed that wall that stood between you. And now there's an opening there, and you can run to him. But before, you were separated from God because of your disobedience. That's what sin is. It's like, I believe Jesus died on the cross, and he removed the barrier. And now there's an open door, and I'm running to Jesus. And from now on, I want to obey him. I want to follow him and make him the Lord of my life. And you just believe that and say, I'm in. I want to follow you, Jesus. It's that simple. And then the Bible promises, you should repent, be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Like, you can't avoid it. He's coming. When you repent and get baptized and you're following Jesus, you're saying, I'm going to set my heart, I'm going to follow the Lord. You cannot avoid. You're going to be instantly filled with the Spirit. But then it's about cultivating that relationship with him. So I just want to encourage you in your heart right now, just say, God, I want that. Jesus, I set my heart to follow you. I want a relationship with you, Holy Spirit. Live in me. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you'd speak to us right now. Like, what can we do this next week or two to really lean into this sweet fellowship with the Holy Spirit? Just ask the Holy Spirit that question. God, what can I do over these next 2 weeks to really just lean into, to be intentional about enjoying this sweet fellowship with you? It may just be, honestly, go on a walk. You don't have to say anything. You don't have to perform. Just be with him. Just acknowledging, you're here and I'm here. I'm just going to be here with you. I love you. Father, I love you. Just pray for a release of the ministry of the Holy Spirit over every person in this room and over the web stream. For intimacy with the Holy Spirit. I just release the stirrings right now. The stirrings of the Spirit. That just all of a sudden we feel his presence in the middle of a day. Or all of a sudden we just feel stirred and we feel drawn. And it's like, there's nothing I want more right now than to just get alone and be with him. And worship. God, I release the ministry of the Spirit that draws each one of us into deep communion with you. Strengthen our intimate fellowship with you, Holy Spirit. Lord, we want to be with you always. You are why we're here. You are why we're here. Kiss our hearts, Holy Spirit. Shomasiaitso. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Abba. Amen. All right, man. Love you guys. Happy Father's Day to you fathers, and have a good afternoon.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you.